listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something very important in the Christian life, and that is the need to forgive. I'm going to read to you from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, where he says this: "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." In his great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave us a model prayer. It's often called the Lord's Prayer, but perhaps it would be more accurately called the Disciples' Prayer. And in that prayer, Jesus gave a memorable line. He said in verse 12, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." With that line, Jesus linked together the way his disciples forgive and the way that they are forgiven. Those who ask God for forgiveness must also be forgiving to those who have wronged them. Now, here in these verses, Jesus built on this idea in the verses immediately following the model prayer. First, Jesus puts it in the positive. He says, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Then, Jesus put it in the negative. "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now, if this was the only thing that Jesus and the New Testament said about forgiveness, we might think that we earned forgiveness from God because we forgive others. In many other passages, such as Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 through 6, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, and Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. Jesus tells us more about forgiveness, and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul made it clear that the basis of forgiveness is what Jesus did for us on the cross, not anything that we do. You can see Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Taking such passages into account, we see Jesus' point in this context. Forgiveness is required for those who have been forgiven. We, as believers in Jesus Christ, those who have been forgiven, we are not given the luxury of holding on to our bitterness towards other people. When we begin to see how greatly we have sinned against God, and how great his forgiveness is towards us, then we properly see that what others have done against us is small by comparison. You see, it's all a matter of perspective. The earth is big, but compared to the sun, it's small. The sun, so I read, is 33,200 times bigger than the earth. So all the wrongs done against us may be big in our life, but compared to the wrongs we have done to God, they're small. And if we have an exaggerated view of the wrongs done against us, it proves that we have too small a view of our own wrongs against God. Let's be honest. Forgiving others is often hard. It's among the most difficult things that we do in the Christian life. We can only do it if we really appreciate how greatly God has forgiven us. Yet, we must do it. And in this passage, Jesus emphasizes the urgency of forgiveness on the fact that it is not an option. Forgiveness is the right thing to do, being the only proper response of someone who is forgiven and who wants to receive more forgiveness from God. We must also forgive because forgiving others sets us free. Friend, you can live in the freedom of forgiveness today. First, receive God's forgiveness, and then by the power and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, give it to others.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.